we're ready for some celebrity name game. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
All right, so what we're doing here is giving each other clues. Dan will keep track of the score. Whoever has the most at the end wins $217 billion.
Just that?
That's it. And I called the bank. Check still bouncing. So first side has the clue, and they're all connected. And, yeah, so, boy, Tracy Butler has a fantastic dress on this morning. Can I just say, can you see her all the way over on the left screen, Esmeralda?
I cannot.
Oh, man.
The other TV is blocking
it. It's blocking
it.
She gets a fit. Tracy, bravo on the dress.
Well, she can't hear you.
Right there,
she's
look.
She's on TV.
Can you see her?
Oh, yeah.
She looks fantastic. I love Tracy. Okay. Anyway, distracted by Tracy Butler's fantastic dress. What's the what is the connection wow. clue?
Tracy Butler.
No, yes, dress.
Dresses Tracy Butler wears. Sights to see.
Uh-oh.
American landmarks.
American landmarks?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
It's got the president's heads on it.
Mount Rushmore.
Yes. This one, it's the big, it looks like a... looks like an arrow pointing up. I think it's that one. It's in a. It's in a DC.
It looks like an. Oh, the Washington Monument.
Yes. This is a big old hole in
Grand Canyon.
Yeah. this is a. Cars drive over it. It's in San Francisco.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes. This is in Florida. With the mouse.
Disney 10 World. Seconds remaining.
Disney World.
What, say the whole thing, though.
Walt Disney World?
Yeah. This is a place where there's trees, and it's a very famous place with trees. It's color.
Oh, man. I can't. What
how
is
else
it?
Do you describe park? Yellowstone National Park.
No. All right. What did
it's
we
got
get?
Got a lot of trees.
5.
We got a lot of trees until Mr. T showed up.
What?
Do you That's remember the
Lake
story?
Forest.
That was he was in late when he was married. He moved
oh,
to Lake
right.
Forest.
Okay, but he, not Yellowstone.
No, I know, but I mean, he would go there. He would go there and go, "What are all these trees doing here?"
Right, and just punch them down.
But he moved. He moved to a place with forest in the name, and went, "Well, I don't like all these trees." Well, what? Okay. All right, 45 seconds.
And
I
now he's Andrea Darlis's name.
That's right. That's right. All right, playing for big bucks, Esmeralda.
Mm.
Playing for big bucks, highest paid athletes.
Okay. Oh, boy.
okay.
3.
I'm going to know them all.
Look, I'm having trouble with some of these already, and I'm looking at it. This is not going to be pretty, Esmeralda. All right.
3, 2, 1.
He's a very popular boxer right now. You know the band that did Dark Side of the Moon? Pink?
Oh, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah. I don't know who this is, so I'm going to have to skip it. He plays for the Cavs basketball player. Considered like the best basketball player right now.
Oh, man.
He was in Trainwreck.
Yeah. LeBron James.
That's right. She is one of the sisters who plays tennis.
Serena Williams.
That's right. He is... he's a golfer who cheated on his wife.
Tiger Woods.
10 right. seconds.
Ooh. I think she's a tennis player.
Maria Shevchenko.
Yeah, very good. And he and another brother are quarterbacks for...
Time.
Oh. The Peytons.
Well, no. It's the Mannings.
Oh.
But there is one Peyton. It's not the Peytons.
Peyton 1, Peyton 2. It's their middle name. Peyton 1, Manning.
All right. What do we...
4.
What's the score we tied?
5-4.
5-4. The Peytons. That's fantastic. Okay. 75 seconds because they're not connected, whatever.
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
This is that the fat man that comes around Christmas time.
Santa Claus.
Yes. This is where you go, say you're badly wounded.
Emergency room?
Yeah. Well, the
ER? Show,
yeah. Two households, both alike in dignity. In Fair Verona.
Oh. Romeo and Juliet?
Yes. She's Maud.
What?
She's Maud.
Oh, Maud. I thought you said mud.
B. Arthur, Beatrice Arthur.
Yes. The team who plays football here.
Chicago Bears.
Yes. Oh, you won't know that one. The with the teenagers and the movie and they're rebelling and
Breakfast Club?
Yes. This is a golfer.
Tiger Woods?
No,
Jack
older.
Nicklaus?
Yes. This is a car. It's got the horse on it.
Mustang?
No. Or maybe it's not a horse.
Ferrari?
I think we had this one before.
Ferrari?
And it's not a horse.
Lamborghini? Ferrari?
No. Keep going.
10 seconds.
Ugh, I don't know what. I don't know. Fast car.
Skip it.
Okay. He's one of the characters in The Wizard of Oz.
Tin Man?
No. The
Cowardly Lion?
Yeah.
Ten.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
What was the one that I didn't know?
Porsche.
No. The
oh,
one that
Bethany
I didn't.
Bethany Frankel.
Oh, yeah.
Because you didn't know it last time.
No, because it's a housewife. She's a housewife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Next time I should just say that one you don't remember.
That just one say you don't that housewife that you don't know. That's be the first one.
Porsche.
What do we get there? Porsche.
Okay. 7 for a new total of 12.
It's not a horse, is it? What's on there? Porsche.
I don't even know.
Is there no animal? Maybe there's nothing.
I don't think there's an animal on a Porsche. I don't think. I don't know. All right.
There is a horse on
it's
the
a horse.
Oh, see,
good
I
job.
Was right.
All right.
Gosh.
I think Mustang, when you say horse, that's the first thing that pops into my head is Mustang. All right. We need 75 seconds, and it could be anything.
3, 2, 1.
He's Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
Oh, Harrison
and Jack
Ford.
Ryan, right. He was in The Godfather. He played The Godfather. He's in Apocalypse Now. He became a very weird fat dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
One of the greatest actors of all
Marlon
time.
Marlon Brando.
Right. The base professional baseball team in Georgia.
The Peaches. No. Atlanta Braves.
That's right. She got her knee cracked by Tonya
Nancy
Harding.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Right. This is a brand of
Bic.
No, of shaving.
Gillette.
Yes. One of the greatest directors of all time. Goodfellas, Raging Bull.
Wait, directors?
Yeah.
Oh, Martin Scorsese.
Right. The movie where the guy is on the game show, the Indian kid is on the game show and he wins.
Oh.
And they're jumping in poo. They're in the poo huts. They jump in the poo huts.
I don't remember.
Okay. He wrote...
Slumdog Millionaire.
That's right. He wrote A Christmas Carol and The Tale of
Charles
Two
Dickens.
Cities. It's a TV superhero show. What do you shoot
10
with?
Seconds.
Arrow.
Okay, right. And then this guy is the guy who believes in evolution.
Darwin.
What? Full name.
Oh.
Time.
Charles Darwin.
Oh, man, that's bad. That's terrible.
All right, what's the score here as we enter?
13-12.
13-12, who's ahead?
That would be Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm. Esmeralda's ahead, 13-12.
$7 billion,
right.
Here I come.
I called the bank, the check's still bouncing.
All right, we have to break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll have our final round of Celebrity Name Game. A little Deep Purple to close out 2 for Tuesday. Yeah! 773 area code, that's Deep Purple with Hush. Which is a jam. So, hi! Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We're here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich is coming up next with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran with your morning drive. And we are in the middle of our Celebrity Name Game match for today. And, Dan, it's a tight game.
13-12, Esmeralda in the lead.
13-12, Esmeralda in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So what's the connection?
Aw, man. Cruise control.
Tom Cruise?
All about Tom Cruise.
Yeah, baby!
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1.
His ex-wife was on Dawson's Creek.
Katie Holmes.
Yes. That movie you love.
Risky Business.
Yes. The first wife he had.
Nicole Kidman. Yes. Well, it's his second wife.
Okay.
Mimi Rogers was his first wife.
The movie where he's in the planes.
Where he's in the planes?
Yeah, he's in the plane and he's...
Mission Impossible?
No. He's the Army
Oh,
guy.
Oh, Top Gun.
Iceman.
Yeah,
and
Air Force, by the way.
Whatever. this is the crazy religion that he loves.
Scientology.
Yes.
10 seconds.
Show me the money!
Jerry Maguire.
Yes. The guy who he is in Mission Impossible.
Oh, boy. Ethan Hunt.
Yes.
Time.
Wow. What did we get there?
7 for a new total of 19.
Oh, boy. All right.
The next one was a few good men, I could have done my
job. You can't handle the truth!
That's a good Nicholson.
Yeah. Felt like he was here.
Yeah, I thought he walked in.
Right?
I thought Nicholson walked in, man.
He just popped out.
I thought he was going to say, here's Johnny! Next. Okay. All right. You ready, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Rock That Pose. Cover of the Rolling Stone.
Oh.
So these people have been featured on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Three, two, one.
Country singer Man in Black.
Johnny Cash.
Right. She plays Elaine on Seinfeld and Veep.
Whoa.
She's got three names.
Oh, my God. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Right. Robert Plant's the lead singer. Jimmy Page plays guitar.
Led Zeppelin.
Right. He just passed away. He did Let's Dance. He did Fame.
David Bowie.
Right. The TV show I created.
Friends.
Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, that
Rolling
band.
Rolling Stones.
Right. She died young. Incredible voice. British.
Amy Winehouse.
Right. The TV show with Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin.
30 Rock.
Right.
I love this show. It's a TV show with Chuck Bass.
Oh, good. Gossip Girl.
Right. And my wife! The guy that Sasha Baron Cohen. I flash back to 2006 on that one, Dan.
That was pretty impressive.
When everybody was doing that impression.
For a second. See, I took it as... literally your wife, and then you just yelled it like that for some reason.
It's like one of my ex-wives would be a clue on
the
car?
No, like, you know, how you always, a future ex-wife.
Oh, like a future ex-wife, okay. So you thought maybe Dana was on the card? Okay. All right, what do we got? What
nine for a new total of 22. 22 to 19, Esmeralda in the lead.
Esmeralda, you're doing well. All right, anything at all here?
Here we go. Three, two, one.
He's got the ears.
Mr. Spock.
Yes. Oh, she's your favorite. She's a Target lady.
Oh, Kristen Wiig.
Yes. This is the... He's in Looney Tunes, and he has the stutter.
Porky Pig.
Just like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Maroon 5 singer.
Adam Levine?
Yes. This one, she's the one who looks like Sacha Baron Cohen's wife.
Ilsa... Oh, that's Sacha Baron Cohen's
wife. Yeah, but the
other
one.
Amy Adams.
Yes. This is that game you play when you're little, and it's got...
Hopscotch?
No, it's a board game, but it's got
Shoots food. And Ladders? Candy Land.
Yes. the TV show of 50s, 60s, where the...
Happy Days?
Advertising.
Mad Men.
Yes. He had the Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark? Or Mark Wahlberg?
Yes. We were just talking about in the Rolling Stones, the lead
Mick
singer.
Jagger.
Yes.
10 seconds.
The Regis.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yes.
We got them all.
Yeah.
Oh,
bravo!
All right.
New total 29. Esmeralda has 22.
So you need 7 to tie and 8 to win.
Mm.
Seven to tie, 8 to win. This is suspenseful.
Three.
Good Regis.
Two. One.
She was married to that Russell idiot, the British guy. She sings a Firework, and she kissed a girl, and she
Katy
liked
Perry.
It.
Russell Brand,
Whatever. This was the girl who had to hide in the attic.
Anne Frank,
right? This is where Buzz Aldrin went, and Neil Armstrong, right? This is the show with Peter Griffin.
A Family Guy.
Right. She was married or dated Brad Pitt or married to Brad Pitt. She was in Shakespeare in Love. She put stuff up her butt. Rocks and stuff.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. This is a city in France.
Paris.
This is the bald guy from the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, Vin Diesel.
Right. This is a board game that you play and you have tiles with letters on them. And you play, spell out words. You get numbers. You get points.
Scrabble.
Right. The lead singer of Coldplay was also with the girl who put stuff in her butt.
Chris Martin.
Right.
10 seconds.
And he's a superhero. He's played by one of the Chris's. He's got
Thor.
A shield. No, he's got a shield.
Captain America.
Yeah. Who plays him?
Chris Evans.
Evans. Right. There's like 20 Chris's out there.
There are.
So, and then Esmeralda won, right?
Correct, 32 to 29.
Look at that, Esmeralda.
And just a clarification, Top Gun is about naval aviation.
Oh, it's naval.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Hey, Esmeralda. be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wild Card Wednesday, and we're going to have a little live music. The Great Moments in Vinyls guys are doing a Zeppelin gig.
Cool.
And we had two Zeppelin clues just earlier.
It was fate.
Absolutely. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Thanks, Esmeralda. Okay, we got to take a break, and the news is coming up right after this.